Welcome to episode 48 of the Llama Buddy podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. This week, there's really not much news since Thursday. The patch is going well, and other than that, there hasn't been much released and much updated in Fortnite. But as I did mention on Thursday's podcast, I wanted to talk about the Predator challenges. I touched on the first one, which is to find the mysterious pod located in the center of Stealthy Stronghold. If you go to Stealthy Stronghold, it's pretty easy to find this pod, and it's located pretty close to the center of the stronghold. Once you've done that, you'll need to talk to Beef Boss, Remedy, and Dummy. Now, these NPCs can be a bit annoying to find as they have multiple locations, but your best shot at finding all three is actually right outside Stealthy Stronghold, close to Pleasant Park. Sometimes they'll all three spawn there, and you can knock it out in one go. If not, they're scattered around the map. And the final challenge that's available right now is to collect 3 medkits. Again, this is the type of challenge that's really easy to do. You basically just play the game, and you're good to go, because you're going to pick up medkits while you're playing. All right, well, that's it for news, and it is the weekend. But before the little buddy gets here, let's hear about our sponsor for this episode. All right, it's the weekend, and you know what that means. That's right, he made it back into the llama cave. It's the little buddy. What is going on, little buddy?
I'm 5 levels away from completing the battle pass.
Man, that means like next week, you can just give up Fortnite and start playing, I don't know what, something else full time, I guess.
No.
What?
Because there's still like the foil skins, basically. Well, they're kind of foils.
Oh. You want to get past level 100?
Yeah, because you can unlock the styles for the stuff after level 100.
Kids these days. Back in my day, level 100 would have been the cap and you couldn't go any further. So, we've got a new patch this week.
Yes, we do.
And they added a couple new things to the game.
Yes, they did.
Mostly weapons.
Uh-huh.
So, let's talk about the one thing that's not a weapon first. I heard that you went fishing today.
Yes.
What'd you catch?
A snowy flopper.
A snowy flopper?
Yes.
Ah, did you chow down on it?
Yes, except I was in Sway Sands right next to the shore, so my ice box touched the water and they melted.
Wait. You found a snowy flopper in Sweaty Sands?
Yeah.
That seems weird. I guess you can find them anywhere. I would have assumed you had to be somewhere cold to find a snowy flopper.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Huh. Well, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you would use a snowy flopper?
Yes, because they're pretty useful. If you start moving in one direction, you go pretty fast with the ice feet.
Mm-hmm. I know, the ice feet are pretty cool.
Yes.
No pun intended. Or maybe it was. Other than the snowy flopper, they've added a couple new weapons.
Yes.
Which would you like to talk about first?
The new exotic and then the lever action shotgun.
Cool. Let's talk about the new exotic. What is it?
The Hop Rock Dualies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you tried them out?
Yes. I believe you tried them out also.
I did.
Yeah.
What did you think about them?
Well, they're a dual pistol, and I really like dual pistols because they deal a good amount of damage. And then the hop flopper means you can kind of like jump off a hill and shoot enemies while you're jumping because of the effect where you have the hop rock or the hop flopper.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that accurate. Like, the crosshairs don't go down that much as an AR or like sniper, but they can deal a good amount of damage.
Yeah. That would be my main, like, con to them, is that they aren't very accurate from any distance.
No.
And I do like the fact that they're two, like, normal pistols and not the, I don't know what they are, the heavy pistol. So you can shoot them pretty quickly.
Oh, the hand cannon?
Yeah. 2 hand cannons, I don't know if I'd like that very much. But definitely, these dualies are, man, they shoot pretty quick. Yes. And I like that.
They did make a mythic hand cannon, which is 2 of them. So they have made two hand cannons.
Right. Was that when Deadpool was a boss?
Yeah, that was Deadpool's weapon. And when you shoot it, you gain shield or health, which is pretty cool, too.
Hmm. Maybe I would have liked those. But the hand cannon, I don't know, it shoots so slowly.
Yeah, but it does a good amount of damage.
It does, but I don't know. I'm not very accurate sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I also like the fact that you get that the low gravity mode, yes. Whatever you want to call it, the hop effect when you shoot them. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely, I don't know, you move a lot faster with that low gravity mode. If you jump and like you're running and jumping and you just kind of shoot every now and then to keep it active.
Yes.
Which, have you tried that at all?
Yeah.
Running with them?
No, I haven't tried running with them just because I don't like to waste ammo and I don't like to shoot to give away my position.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for that, but I don't know. It was kind of fun to mess around with.
Yes.
And you can be an amazing swimmer. The hop effect plus swimming, where you do like the speed swimming, where you kind of dive in and out of the water like a little porpoise.
Yeah.
It's really cool with the hop effect. It doesn't have to be the hop rock doolies. You can do it with a hop flopper.
Yes.
But it looks awesome.
I don't think hop floppers are in the game right now.
Mm.
Just because fishing changed a little bit this season.
Yeah. So. I'm curious if... how the hop rock doolies work with a chili pepper. Because I know if you ate a spicy fish and a hop flopper, swimming was ridiculous.
Yes.
I'll have to mess around and see about that.
Mm-hmm. It would be fun if they added the exotics into creative, though.
Yeah.
And the mythics, so you can kind of mess around with some of those items without having to buy them.
Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about with the hop rock floppers?
No.
Okay, do you want to talk about the other new weapon?
Yes, the lever action shotgun.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. It's not like my favorite shotgun. My favorite shotgun is the tactical just because it shoots a ton faster than the lever action.
Right.
But like the tactical doesn't do as much damage as the lever action, but the lever action, it's like little spinny thing. It takes you like 5 seconds, and then you shoot, and then you shoot again.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's quite 5 seconds, but
yeah,
it does seem like it's pretty slow.
Yeah,
the animation between shots though, I really like that.
Yes,
I like the kind of the flip around and reload the next round into the chamber. It's pretty cool.
Yes, but they also deal more damage. So like
right.
Yeah.
It, you know, it feels like it's kind of in between the charge shotgun and the tactical.
Yeah, it's definitely like in between the charge where it shoots slow, but then its damage is good.
Right. So you don't have to charge it up.
No, you just shoot it.
But you can just shoot it. So I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of like the opposite of the charge shotgun, right? Because yeah. The charge shotgun takes some time and then you can shoot it and then... you could shoot again pretty quick afterwards, but you have to charge up to get damage.
It's basically like it's basically like the effects of a charged shotgun reversed so that right. You shoot it and then you basically charge it.
Yeah.
And that's you what shoot I, it and charge it.
That's what I was trying to say. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So do you like it or not?
No, I'd prefer the tactical.
Hmm. I think I'd take a tactical over it, but I really like it.
Yes.
So
like, what? Only if it's, like, a high-tier one, because those are extremely powerful.
So, other than those two weapons, is there anything else in the patch that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so.
One thing I did want to ask, I haven't played today. Is sand tunneling still disabled?
Yes.
Man, that is so disappointing. I think that's one of the most disappointing parts of this season. Uh-huh. Sand tunneling is a really cool effect, and I'm just kind of sad that we haven't gotten to play with it much.
No, because it's basically been disabled the whole season.
Right.
I mean, it's already week 7. It was disabled from like week 4 to week 7. That's a long time for something to be disabled.
Yes, it is. Have you played any more competitive since last week?
No.
Hmm.
I know you got to the like rank 3.
Yeah, I'm in division 3 now.
Yes.
I did it all in one morning. I only played like 2 or 3 games. But I did really well in one of the games. I came in like 3rd, and then the next game I came in 6th. And I got quite a few limbs too, so that really helped.
Yeah. So I now do, you lose hype on the bus fare?
I don't think so, not yet.
And can we play together if we're not the same rank?
I'm not sure.
In competitive.
I'm not sure how that works.
I believe in competitive, like, you only play against people who are in your, division. Mm. So if I'm in Division 1 and you're in Division 2, like, what's going to happen?
I don't know. You have to play on your own, I guess, if we can't play together until you rank up.
Yes, but, like...
But you'll get there eventually. I'm sure once I hit the division where you lose hype as bus fare...
Yes.
I'm not going anywhere.
No. if you're going to want to move up, you're probably going to need to start building. Like, pay more attention to building.
Yeah. I've been trying to build a little more, so I'm slowly getting in the habit of building, but...
I build a lot.
Yeah.
So, I think that's all I want to talk about today.
Okay. That's all I got, too. So, thanks for coming to the Llama Cave, little buddy.
Sure.
All right. Well, until next weekend, I guess, have fun on the island.
Yeah. Hopefully, I get to level 100.
All right. And thanks to all y'all for listening to this episode. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, you could always tell your enemies. It still helped me out. Until next time, I'm your Llama Buddy, signing off.